Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Alan Lee. Greater Sydney's lockdown has been extended until the 28th of August. Restrictions will continue in Greater Sydney, Wollongong and the Blue Mountains. Three more local government areas in Sydney have been added to the list: Campbelltown, Parramatta and Georges River. 177 new local cases of COVID-19 were recorded in New South Wales, with at least 46 infectious while they were in the community. It's the highest number of daily new infections recorded in the current Delta outbreak. Schools will remain online during the lockdown period, with the exception of Year 12 students who will resume face-to-face learning in 2 weeks. The State Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says students living in the flagged 8 government areas will be offered Pfizer vaccines.
In the next 4 weeks, children will continue to need to be homeschooled, except for Year 12. And our intention is that Year 12 face-to-face learning recommences in 2 weeks' time, on Monday the 16th of August. But I want to be clear that is based on the fact that within those 8 LGAs of concern, the New South Wales government will be vaccinating students 16 to 18 years of age who are in Year 12.
And from today, anyone over the age of 18 in New South Wales can get an AstraZeneca vaccine at a participating pharmacist. The same will be available at state vaccination hubs from Friday. Data from New South Wales Health shows 2/3 of all current cases in the state are under the age of 40. Queensland has recorded one new locally acquired case of coronavirus. Health Minister Yvette Dath said the person had been in hotel quarantine after travelling from the Philippines. All of his tests in hotel quarantine were negative, but he felt unwell after leaving and got a test which came back positive. Victoria has recorded 8 new cases of COVID-19 who were all in isolation for their entire infectious period. This comes as lockdowns end for Victoria and South Australia. However, both states have imposed interim COVID-19 restrictions to prevent a potential relapse in cases. Masks remain mandatory indoors and outdoors in Victoria as the state emerges from its 5th lockdown. Home visits are banned. However, people can gather outdoors in groups of 10. On-campus classes resume for school students, while hospitality venues, beauty salons and gyms can operate, but with restrictions and density limits. Authorities in the United States are recommending fully vaccinated people should go back to wearing masks in indoor public places in regions where there's high transmission of COVID-19. The new guidance from the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention comes about 2 months after vaccinated individuals were told they would no longer need masks. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the Delta strain is changing what authorities know about coronavirus.
In areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant and protect others. This includes schools.
The leader of Tunisia's Islamist Party and the Speaker of the country's parliament says his party is working to form a national front to take a stand against President Kais Saied's decision to suspend parliament and dismiss top government officials. The head of the Ennahda party, Rashid Ghannouchi, called the move a coup, saying his party will seek to take control of the country's fragile democracy. He says the goal of the National Front is to pressure the president to demand the return to a democratic system. And that's SBS News in Easy English. I'm Alan Lee.